about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. This is the Hour of Intercession. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. We invite you to look with us in the book of 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3, starting at verse 4. Now the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask, what shall I give you?" And Solomon said, "You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with you. You've continued this great kindness for him, and you've given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now, O Lord my God, you've made your servant king instead of my father David, and I'm a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you've chosen, a great people too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, "Because you've asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I've done according to your words. See, I've given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days. So if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days." Then Solomon awoke, and indeed it had been a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, offered up burnt offerings, offered peace offerings, and made a feast for all his servants. Verses 4 through 15, 1 Kings chapter 3. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful privilege of being able to come to you in prayer any time of the day or night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, knowing that you always, always, always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. And Lord, thank you for the privilege and the blessing and the gift it is for us to be able to talk with you and walk with you in prayer day by day. Lord, help us to grow today in our understanding of the great need for us to live a lifestyle given to prayer, where we walk with you and talk with you and live and breathe a lifestyle of prayer. Teach us by your Spirit. Teach our hands to war in prayer each and every day. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. As we start off, let me remind you once again about an important campaign we have going on this week in particular. Keep in mind, over 1.2 million babies are aborted in America tragically every single year. And in the midst of this awful tragedy, there is something we, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, can do to help address this tragedy. A ministry called Preborn and the Ministry of Urban Family Talk are asking you to partner with us to help moms choose life by providing free ultrasounds for these mothers. If you may ask the question, what is Preborn Ministry? Well, Preborn works with hundreds of Christian pregnancy centers across the nation, providing life-saving services such as ultrasounds. The ultrasound allows the mom to hear her baby's heartbeat and to see the precious life that's inside of her. When that happens, over 80% of the moms choose life. These centers provide mothers who choose life just quite a few different gifts and things that help them along in their pregnancy and in the caring for their children. They help with things like maternity and baby clothes, diapers, car seats, counseling, and so much more. All these services are provided absolutely free of charge as well. Preborn has a passion to save unborn babies from abortion and to see women come to Jesus Christ. Preborn centers have counseled thousands of women considering abortion, and 33,000 babies have been saved through their ministry. 69,000 women have heard the gospel, and more than 15,000 have surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ. How can you be involved? That's a good question. That's an important question to consider as well. Your gift of $28 provides one woman the opportunity to, a woman who may be seriously seeking an abortion, the opportunity to see a free ultrasound, giving the mom the opportunity to choose life for her baby. $140 provides 5 free ultrasound sessions, reaching 5 women with the message of life as well. And keep in mind, when you give a gift, 100% of that donation will go directly to the pregnancy centers providing the ultrasounds. If you feel like you'd like to get involved, we invite you to call this number, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to donate at AFR.net. Again, that's at AFR.net. We're grateful to have with us in studio today Evangelist Herdasine Gori. We've had her with us before, but it's a blessing to have you back. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you once again. And as we start off, Evangelist Herdasine, I'm going to ask if you'll just, would you take time just to tell our listeners, some may remember you, but some may not, and some may not have heard the programs when you've been on with us in the past, but tell them a little bit more about yourself and the work, the specific ministry the Lord has called you to.
Well, when I first came on, we were dealing with post-abortive women's. But I have a ministry called the Night Watch Ministry. And this ministry focuses on women that's been hurt. Matter of fact, men's also. So it focuses on the broken. Mm-hmm. And it focuses on the one that's trying to seek a closer walk with God, even to see God. Also, we deal with prayer. Prayer is our main focus with the Night Watch Ministry.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this particular ministry?
Since 2007.
2007. So
2007.
Right at 10 years. Then.
Right at 10 years. Still young, but God is using it mightily each day.
That's good. Well, again, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, obviously, to come on the broadcast today. And I wanted to ask you to share about some of the specific aspects of your prayer ministry. And, you know, one thing that is so powerful to consider is that God is raising up prayer ministries just kind of all over the place, in our country, in other countries, in different communities, and stirring people, individuals, as well as churches and ministries, just to make prayer a higher priority and much more important as a part of their life and their lifestyle. And that's so important because, you know, of course, obviously we know that, you know, Christ himself clearly affirms the fact that he's called the church to be a praying church. You know, he refers to his church as the house of prayer.
That's right.
And so we need to understand that it's to be a priority, and we need to grow to walk that priority out. But would you share with our listeners a little bit about how you specifically got started with the prayer ministry and different aspects of what you do?
Well, at one time, I was very, very broken myself because in 1998, I developed a problem with my hands. And at that particular time, I became very, very bitter because of the pain that I was in. And when you look only to man for your problem and look only to man for the solution, you end up finding yourself being bitter because man would disappoint you.
That's right.
So during the process, I became sicker and sicker, and my blood pressure went up so high that I had to go to the doctor every day. I had to go every day in order for them to check my pressure. They had me on all sorts of different type of medication. I used to say that after I finished taking my pills, I would be full. I didn't have to eat. So after that, they tried so many different things to try to help the nerves in my hand, and then it just got gradually worse and worse and worse. And then in 2001, I had to come out of the school system in 2000.
And I was because of your illness?
Because of my illness. And I still was looking to man for approval. I was still looking to man for, I believe, for pity. And since I didn't get any phone calls after I left the system, since things were still going on in my classroom that I thought I was the only one that could do it, God started showing me that I had made my job my God. And so in 2001, my life started taking on a different change. In 2003, I stopped breathing. And one night when I stopped breathing, I realized then and there when God gave me back my breath that I was going to serve him fully. Mm-hmm. Even though I was a Sunday school teacher, even though I taught classes, but still you can do that and still not even truly, truly walk with that intimate walk with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. So at that and not be fully in the calling that's exactly. on your life as well.
Exactly. Hmm. So I was walking the material walk, the material road, the physical road, but I wasn't walking that physical road. Hmm. So after he restored my breath in 2003, I promised then and there, God, I will follow you fully. Mm-hmm. And at that particular time, I started seeking more and more, and he would wake me up every morning at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I would be, why are you waking me up at this time? Mm-hmm. Then I realized when he would wake me up, I would go into my prayer room, mm-hmm. and I would get the Bible, and I would read and read and read. And it was as if I just could not get enough. I just could not get enough of his presence. I couldn't get enough of his word. And it was food, just food. Food. And I would start praying. Mm-hmm. I would start praying at 3 o'clock. But before my prayers were answered, I had to do some things. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit brought to my remembrance every lie I had told. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, you know, someone that's teaching Sunday school, you want to lie. So mm-hmm. everything I had done, mm-hmm. he brought it to my remembrance, named the person. I had to get in contact with the person, mm-hmm. had to ask for forgiveness, mm-hmm. had to apologize, and some that he would tell me to go to, and I said, do I really have to do this? Mm-hmm. But it would be such a strong option that I had to. I had to ask for forgiveness, and then the ones that I hadn't forgiven, I had to call to tell them that I had forgiven them. And I mm-hmm. said, do I really have to? Mm-hmm. Every time it was an option I had to. Mm-hmm. Someone that I had borrowed money from 40 years before and never paid them back, mm-hmm. he brought to my remembrance. I had to write a check with interest. Mm-hmm. So before I could get on that prayer road that my prayers would be answered, I had to get all that trash, that's what I call it, out of my life. Mm-hmm. And after I got it out of my life at 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus and I, we would be together. Mm-hmm. We would sing together. We would pray together. We would dance together. And I started thinking, Lord, I just want more of you. I want a heart just like yours. I want mm-hmm. a heart like yours, Jesus. And then after some years, I realized you better be careful what you ask for. Mm-hmm. When you have a heart like Jesus, then that means you have to forgive everyone that have done something against you. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. that was the process of starting my prayer and walk. And I call it my fourth watch, prayer mm-hmm. walk. And I started looking, and that's when Jesus always prayed, mm-hmm. was on the fourth watch.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, that's, is that 3 in the morning to
6
in the morning?
That's
okay,
right.
The fourth watch, okay.
And I tell people when they ask me, do I have to pray that whole 3 hours? I said, no. Mm-hmm. Get it done before 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It can be 3 o'clock, it can be 4 o'clock, it can be 5 o'clock, but get it done before 6 o'clock in the morning. Because if Jesus prayed at that time, I think I need to pray at that time. So that's how my walk started with my prayer walk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up right there on the other side. You're listening to The Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Evangelist Herdiseen Gorey. We'll be right back.
Hey, do you want to go on a vacation with a purpose? Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. A lot of people love to go to the beach. I'm one of them. How about the mountains? Yeah, a lot of folks are raising their hand right now when I say the mountains. Well, this year, why don't you go with us on a spiritual heritage tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon and have a vacation with an educational and a spiritual purpose? If you'd like to go with us in June or September to D.C. and Mount Vernon or our separate tour to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, we'd love to have you join us. Just find out all the information at spiritualheritagetours.com. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will join us as our historian, and he'll be commenting all along the way on our rich Christian heritage here in the U.S. We hope you can join us, spiritualheritagetours.com.
This whole idea of, I'm an independent woman, I got me, I got this, is not something a woman of God should say, or any believer for that matter. Today's society is so focused on self-indulgent that seeking the Lord and His will is so last decade. A life full of purpose and blessings can only occur for those who are like Jesus. In Luke chapter 22, verse 42, Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, and He tells the Lord, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21 says, "There are many plans in a person's mind, but it is the counsel of the Lord which will stand." The thing is, a fulfilled life is one who seeks the Creator of life. To sum it up, don't go after your dreams. Go after what God has called you to do. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Victory McIntosh. Connect with us more at urbanfamilytalk.com.
The Awakening, shaking believers out of our slumber and calling us to action. The Awakening, encouraging Christians to rise up and stand, though all around us are falling. The Awakening, hosted by a warrior for the Word of God and for the Constitution, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tune in to Urban Family Talk, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9 Central for The Awakening. Just as David's mighty man Benaiah chased down a lion into a pit on a snowy day, Lion Chasers champions uncommon men and women of faith who are unafraid to stand up and speak truth to power in these dark and evil days. Never before has there been such a need for people of faith to draw a line in the sand with the sword of truth. Lion Chasers, the intersection of faith and public policy with Lonnie Poindexter. Weekday mornings at 10 Central on Urban Family Talk. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
Receive His love today. Brothers and sisters, lend me your ear. Be of good courage, be of good cheer. I hope you find comfort in these words I say.
This perfect love is on you today. This perfect love is on you today.
If there is sunshine,
music of Fred Hammond, the song His Perfect Love. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Let me remind you, I want to encourage you to take time to go to our website, urbanfamilytalk.com. Again, that's urbanfamilytalk.com. And we invite you to subscribe there on the website. Also, I want to remind you also that we do have free mobile apps for your iPhone and Android devices. Please go to the App Store and search for Urban Family Talk and get the apps that we do have available. And with them, of course, you can take Urban wherever you may go, anywhere in our nation, anywhere in the world as well. We invite you to go also on Facebook and like our Facebook pages, Hour of Intercession and Hour of Intercession Live, if you would. Again, both of those, we'd appreciate you checking both of those out. Our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Herdesine Gorey. And Evangelist Herdesine, as we start off in this segment, I want to ask if you'll start, pray for our listeners that they'd grow in their understanding of the need for us to really make prayer and intercession just a much bigger part of everything we do in our life. Would you lift them up at this time?
Oh, Holy Spirit, right now we just ask you to touch each listening ear.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, that they will know that prayer is a top priority.
Yes,
that
Lord,
prayer open your heart, that prayer open your ears, that
Thank
prayer
you,
calls you to move on our behalf. And Lord, right now, open the eyes of each listener's understanding so they may see you and may see you clearly, to see you that you're the only way. The true way, Father, that you never fail us. Man will fail us, but you won't. And Father, just guide them on that right path. In your holy name, I give you praise, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
You know, I want to share a scripture that comes to my mind as it relates to the topic of putting prayer to work and more so in our lives. And then if you'll just pick up where we left off before the break, though. But this is Isaiah chapter 55. But it talks about, well, I'm just going to read it and let it speak for itself. This is Isaiah chapter 55, starting at verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Verses 1 through 7, Isaiah chapter 55. And something powerful, Evangelist Herdesine, that I think this chapter relates to is that, amongst other things, prayer is a currency in the kingdom of God. Doesn't cost us a dime. But again, God tells you, make yourself rich.
Exactly.
We can pray as much as we want. And we serve a God that loves to answer prayer and is calling upon his children to pray so much more because he's ready to do so much more for us, though. But would you pick up, though, just your thoughts as we continue in looking at this topic?
You just said, you just read, that seek me while I can be found.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to be found. He's not hiding any place.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to knock on our door and knock us over. We have to knock on the door so he can come in.
That's right.
And that's the beauty of it. He's right here,
mm-hmm.
no matter where we are.
Mm-hmm.
He's not hiding. He wants us to seek him more and more and more. And when we seek him, his presence just, it's so amazing that his presence is just so strong and visible that you can just literally just feel his touch.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you ask for in prayer, according to his will.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, they say, well, I pray according to his will. Well, his will are all the promises that he have given each one of us.
That's
so
right.
When we pray, and I love to pray the scriptures,
mm-hmm.
because I'm reminding him like David said, Lord, you said that you're going to do it, now do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I love to remind him of what he have promised me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go before the Lord early in the morning, because his presence is so strong. His fragrance it just permeates wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you can literally just feel his touch, because mm-hmm. he wants to hold us in our weakness. He wants to carry us when we just can't go another step.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, my second grandson, when it was time for him to go to school, he was really, really having some problems. Mm-hmm. He could have gone to school earlier because his mother is a teacher, but she chose not to let him go early. She mm-hmm. said that he wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. So when he got into kindergarten, still, it was if it was going to be a learning problem. Mm-hmm. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, as I said, each morning, I know it had to be maybe a year, I would get up mm-hmm. and I would pray. And I would get up and I would pray and I would remind God of what he had said. Mm-hmm. And he said, I will contend with the one that contend against you mm-hmm. and I will save your children. Well, my grandchild is my child because my daughter is my child.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So I, in the process, we know that we have to get all the things out of our lives that's not pleasing to God. Mm-hmm. So I started asking him to show me. And I had the big selection of angels. Mm-hmm. And when you buy them, they would say, this is the angel for this and this is the angel for that. But God tells us not to take on any graven image.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So I got all those angels out of my house. Mm-hmm. Each one of them, I got them out of my house. I'm not going to look to any stature that I can carry around in my hand because he tells us in Isaiah mm-hmm. that go and carry it in your hand. It can't hear. It can't speak. It can't even move. Mm-hmm. So I got him out of my house. Mm-hmm. Then he led me to fasting at mm-hmm. that time. Mm-hmm. So I started fasting. And I will always ask, Lord, what is more important to me than food? So I would fast. Mm-hmm. I would pray. 3 o'clock in the morning, I would pray. And mm-hmm. my children would ask me, I would send out a message each morning, whatever the Holy Spirit would give me. Mm-hmm. And they would say, Mama, what are you doing up this early? And I say, are you okay? I say, yes, I'm praying. Mm-hmm. Before that semester was up, mm-hmm. my grandson was on the honor roll.
Praise God.
My grandson is a brilliant student in mm-hmm. math and science. My grandson, my second grandson, is getting ready to finish high school this May. Hmm. An honor student.
That's neat.
Because he answers our prayers.
Ask and you receive, seek and you find, knock and the door will be open. That's what the word tells us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's so good for us to understand, too, that like if someone was wanted to ask the question, well, does that mean if on any given day that I spend more time in prayer that God will do more for me? Well, of course, the answer is yes, yes, yes. We serve a God that loves to answer prayer.
Yes.
And he tells us in the book of James, chapter 4, you have not because you ask not.
Mm-hmm.
And for, you know, this is true, Evangelist Hurtesine, to keep in mind, every single listener, this is true for every single one, there are certain things, the only reason that man or woman listening, certain things in their life they don't have is because they haven't asked God.
Exactly.
Because many times people say, well, I'm waiting on God. And many times, God's waiting on us because he knows we haven't asked.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And for those that say, well, that's too simple. Well, I'm sorry. God made it simple. We need to understand that God's not trying to make it complicated.
It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. If it was hard, Jesus would have never died on the cross because he knew we couldn't take what he have taken. It's
right.
just that simple. But I have found out so many people don't want to pray.
That's right.
Always come up with some excuse. Well, you know, I'm busy with this. Well, you know, I have to go to work. Well, you know, I have to do this. Well, who do you think have given you the ability mm-hmm. and the strength to go to work?
That's right.
Everything we need, God already have it in place, mm-hmm. no matter what it is. For instance, as I said, I've been getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning since 07, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I have found out, even when it's time for ministry, even when it's a group come together, there's healing. Mm-hmm. The anointing is so strong from when you pray, and you pray with a sincere heart, mm-hmm. when you pray in faith, God mm-hmm. will answer. For instance, we had one lady. She had been having trouble with her, couldn't hear. Mm-hmm. So her daughter was really concerned because she couldn't communicate with her mother because her hearing was completely gone. Mm-hmm. And one Thursday night, we had a prayer meeting, and the mother came. And as we had prayed, we prayed for this lady, and we were singing. And as we were singing, the mother said, "I can hear you sing." She could hear.
God just opened her ears in the midst of the prayer meeting. Praise God. That is neat. That is neat. And, you know, there really are a lot more testimonies like that. You know, that's one of the reasons why people should be quick to share when God hears and answers prayer, because one of the reasons why some people don't pray more is because they're not getting the. Now, of course, we all are responsible for ourselves to pray.
Yes.
But if more people would share, there are lots of wonderful, wonderful prayer testimonies out there that people need to hear. We need to tell when God has answered our prayers, because, again, that will stir other people to decide, well, you know, I need to pray more myself. I need to come before God more in my own prayer life.
Also, it's one of my former students. She was having some problems. And she started calling me. And we were talking. She told me some things that was personal. She knew it wasn't going to be repeated. Well, I was in prayer for her. Well, one Sunday morning, I was up. I was getting dressed. My husband was in one bathroom. He was getting dressed. God never fails.
Amen.
And in the process, all at once, we hear this child voice in our home. My husband comes out of the bathroom. I come out of the bathroom. And he said, "Did you hear that?" And I said, "Yes." "Did you hear that?" "Yes." I knew the voice. I got on the phone then and there. I called and I said, "Whatever you're doing, stop right now." "Stop right now, whatever you're doing." I knew what she was doing, but I couldn't speak it. So that afternoon, she called me back, and she said, "You know when you called me?" I said, "Yes." She said, "I was getting ready to run off the highway. I was getting ready to commit suicide." This is how God loves us so dearly.
That's right.
And someone said, "Well, I've never heard the voice of Jesus was asked him to speak." He will speak. And he will, whoever we pray for, and we pray that prayer of faith, he will answer. No matter, it's not too big, it's not too small. He will answer.
That is so true. That is so true. And you know, it's very important for us to understand, God really does talk to all of us. But
yes.
There are certainly things we can do to increase the volume of his voice. But like, for example, when you were reading the word of God, God obviously is taught. That's God's voice, his word. But also, as we read the word, the Spirit of God is speaking to us through the word. So we're hearing God as he talks to us. But the more we read the word and the more we pray, the more that turns the volume of the Holy Spirit's voice up when we're not specifically reading the Bible or praying per se, because he's really speaking all the time.
All the time.
We just have to tune in to hear his voice, you know.
And then, as I said, there's nothing too small, nothing too big, nothing above the cross.
That's right.
It was another incident. We had prayed for this lady. She had been going to Memphis to the VA for years. And they told her, "When you come back, when you come back, you will have to go into dialysis." Because whatever was some, the creatinine level was so high, and the odor from her was so bad that you could smell it through her breath. Once again, that Thursday night, at 3 o'clock in the morning, that Thursday morning, I had prayed. Had prayed, let God for his anointing.
We'll pick up right there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Evangelist Herdacine Gorey. We'll be right back.
Romans 13:14 says, "Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh." So what are you clothing yourself with? Whether we realize it or not, what we allow in our temples affects our way of living. We can't feed ourselves junk and expect to hear from the Lord. Clothe yourself with the righteousness of God at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
Listen to Stacy on the Right with Stacy Washington on Urban Family Talk. She's sharp.
I mean, did you hear that?
Pointed.
Remember that you're not only a Christian on Sunday.
And insightful.
Deception and lies have been accepted as the norm from the Democrats.
But most of all, she's on the right.
That scripture from the Bible that says the heart of the fool inclines to the left just kept popping into my mind.
It's Stacy on the Right. Weekday afternoons at 2 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Growing into the person God wants you to be isn't easy or quick. But when it seems like you're not going anywhere but down, Dr. Tony Evans says there's an important word picture to keep in mind. He'll tell us about it today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
There was a man one day who was ready to give up on God. He was tired. Unless you do something or say something right now. It says, if heaven opened up and spoke to the man, told the man, look around and tell me what you see. He said, well, in this spot I'm in, I just see some ferns and some bamboo. God said, exactly. He says, when the fern seed was planted, the ferns grew up very quickly, and they're lush and green and beautiful. When the seed was planted for the bamboo, the first year you saw nothing, the second year you saw nothing, the third year you saw nothing, the fourth year you saw nothing, and the fifth year you saw nothing. It was at the end of the fifth year that the first shoot of the bamboo came up. He says, the reason why the bamboo is 100 feet tall is because the 5 years when you saw nothing, it was growing deeper roots on the inside. Now, the reason it was going deeper on the inside is because I knew I planned for it to be 100 feet on the outside. Now, that fern isn't growing as high, so it could come out real quick. But because of where I was taking the bamboo, I had to allow things to go deep inside before I could show what it would look like outside. If God is taking a long time with you, it's because he's trying to take you deep on the inside because of where he plans to take you on the outside. Because the deeper he takes you, the higher he can take you, and you won't fall over when the bad times come.
Learn more about what God can teach you as you navigate the unexpected twists and turns of life. Check out Dr. Evans' teaching series, Joseph, Detours to Destiny, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Covenant Church, the song, I Will Lift Up My Eyes. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Let me remind you once again, we want to encourage you, and we're encouraging you, especially this week in particular. We invite you to get involved with this powerful ministry called Preborn. Preborn and American Family Radio and Urban Family are asking you to partner with us to help moms choose life by providing free ultrasounds. Again, Preborn Ministry is a ministry that works with hundreds of crisis pregnancy centers, Christian pregnancy centers across the country, providing life-saving services such as ultrasound. And Preborn centers have counseled thousands of women considering abortion. And through their ministry, at least 33,000 babies have been saved. More than 69,000 women have heard the gospel, and more than 15,000 have surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ. Again, remember, your gift of $28 can help provide one woman who's seeking an abortion a free ultrasound, giving that mom the chance to choose life for her baby. $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions, reaching five women with the message of life as well. And keep in mind, 100% of whatever you choose to give, 100% of that donation will go directly to the pregnancy centers providing the ultrasounds. The number, once again, if you'd like to get involved, is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can donate online at afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. Our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Herdasine Gorey. Evangelist Herdasine, you were sharing a story in the break, jumped right in the middle and interrupted. Would you pick up where you left off?
Yes, we had prayed for this lady that was having trouble with her kidneys. And she had gone to the VA hospital. Each time she would go, it would get a little worse. Her creatinine level would get higher, whichever way it goes. Mm-hmm. So they told her, so when you come back, you will have to go on dialysis because they are just that bad. Mm-hmm. So that Thursday night, we had a prayer meeting. Mm-hmm. And quite naturally, I had prayed at 3 o'clock in the morning, that Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. So when she came, we prayed for her. That Friday morning, she went to the VA. Mm-hmm. The doctor told her, I don't know what you have done, but keep doing it because mm-hmm. her kidneys were back where they needed to be.
Amen.
She
Amen.
Was healed then and there.
The Lord touched and healed her just yes. immediately, didn't he?
Yes.
Praise
and
God.
And that was
Praise
2009,
God.
I believe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's still going well, no dialysis.
That's praise God, praise God. Well, you know, in the work that you do, Evangelist Herdasine, you deal quite a bit with broken people who've been through a lot of brokenness in their lives. Are there any other stories that come to mind that are just really outstanding that really show the power of prayer through their journey?
It's one little boy that came when he was 9 years old. Matter of fact, he's 14 now. Mm-hmm. And when he came in, the Holy Spirit started showing different things that was going on in his life. Mm-hmm. So I got in contact with his grandmother after service, and I asked her if he stabbed his pillows. Mm-hmm. And she said, yes, he stabbed him with his knife. Mm-hmm. So some other things was going on. He was stabbing a tree. Mm-hmm. And some other things was going on with
you mean
him.
With a knife?
Yes, mm-hmm. with a knife. Mm-hmm. So the Holy Spirit directed me to write a book about him. Mm-hmm. And I called it Bunny Blue. Mm-hmm. And with Bunny Blue, the Holy Spirit just started revealing all the problems he had and started revealing about his mother. His mother has MS. Mm-hmm. So he felt rejected because his father wasn't in his life. Mm-hmm. And he felt rejected. He was rebelling. He was in school. He was always in trouble. They were going to put him on medication. Mm-hmm. So we prayed constantly. We prayed for him. And after I wrote the book, Bunny Blue, mm-hmm. this child is excelling in school. Mm-hmm. No longer is he stabbing a tree. Mm-hmm. And he gave a testimony back last May that at one time, he didn't know what was going wrong with him, but God showed him mm-hmm. that his father was out of his life, but he had forgiven his father mm-hmm. and that he was already healed. Praise so this child God. Is doing mm-hmm. wonderful. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think of this, Evangelist Herdasine, that, you know, when we as believers learn to take problems to God in prayer, rather than we can cry about them, we can complain about them, we can call any and everybody on the phone and talk about how rough our life is because of them, or we can go to God who can do something
exactly.
about them.
Exactly.
God is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He's El Shaddai, the God who's more than enough. He's all that and so much more. Why don't we go to God with our problems?
I think so often we don't go because we can't hear that physical voice. Mm-hmm. But if you will only linger there with God, it's not a 1 minute thing. It's not a 1 second thing. He can speak to you within 1 minute. He can speak to you, might be an hour. It mm-hmm. might be 30 minutes, but he will speak and he mm-hmm. will reveal himself. It's so many times, so many things that God have done in my life, so many things he have shown me. For instance, my grandson was in school in college in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I was praying. I had prayed that night before I went to bed. And so God gave me a vivid dream. I got up the next morning and I called him. And I said, whatever you're doing, mm-hmm. you stop right now because the police is coming. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, Grandmama, I'm not doing that. I said, okay, I'm telling you right now, stop right now because the police is coming. That Friday night, mm-hmm. he called me back and he said, Grandmama, you know what you said about the police? I said, yes. Mm-hmm. He said, the police came. My roommate is in the police car right now.
Hmm.
God guides us. He protects us. He protects our young. Mm-hmm. And I love the scripture where he said, if you will only come to me, I will be like a mother hen,
mm-hmm.
sweeping a brood under his wings.
That's right.
That's all he wants.
Hmm.
And he will reveal. He'll take care of it. It's so many things that God has shown me. So many things have taken place.
Would you take time now to pray for parents, for dads and moms, and really for husbands and wives as well? You know, there's so many issues that come inside families that so many times, again, parents, one of the most important things that they need to do is pray. But many people, they don't think about it. That doesn't come to their mind. But would you pray for parents and spouses to learn to really take their challenges, their problems to God in prayer?
Oh, Lord, you know how to do it. And Father, I'm asking you right now to touch and visit each household. You know the ones that's broken. You know the ones that's seeking you, Lord. Just let them feel your touch. Just let them smell your fragrance. Let them know that you are in reach. You are not out of reach, Father. You want to touch and heal each one of us. Father, look over the husbands and the wives, Father, to guide their children, because there can be so much brokenness from a bad home life, Lord. Father, I'm asking you right now to touch the father so they will put you as the head of their household. Touch the mothers that they will work along with their husband. Touch the children, Father, that they will respect their parents. Father, I'm asking this in your name because it's so much brokenness, Father. The world looks one way and tells us it should be one way. But Father, we have to depend and trust your word. And right now, I'm asking this for each household, for each person that's listening, Lord Jesus, to let them know you have never failed.
Yes,
you're our guide, and you keep us, and you show us wonderful things, and you give us wonderful things.
Thank you,
and
Lord,
I thank you, Lord, in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, in the last few minutes of the broadcast, would you share some about, just for example, the ministry that you're involved in? You work quite a bit with, well, post-abortive individuals, but also people who've been through just different heartache situations in their lives. Would you share about how you minister to people in that regard?
One thing I do when someone called me, I always ask the Holy Spirit to guide me, mm-hmm. to show me exactly what's going on, that I can speak directly to that problem, mm-hmm. that person will know that they're hearing God speak through me rather than me speaking, because mm-hmm. I can take my little simple words and it won't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if I ask the Holy Spirit to guide me to whatever that problem may be, mm-hmm. then they will hear God, because they know. I wouldn't know, because it's so many I have never laid eyes on.
That's right.
So that's what I do. I just ask God to speak to them,
mm-hmm.
to use me. I'm just a vessel. The mouth is opening up and I let him speak through me to that person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what, for people that are listening that maybe they're dealing with hurt, just like, well, you know, sadly, there are many, many post-abortive women and men out there, mm-hmm. too, who often are hurting, or they're dealing with anger, or sometimes maybe even suicidal, or dealing with depression, and don't even know why. What would you say to them, like, as far as, in other words, encouraging them just to really reach out to get help. But what words of wisdom would you want to share with them that may be listening right now?
What I would say to each individual, the post-abortive woman, the post-abortive man, the one that's broken from abuse from childhood, to let them know that there's nothing above the cross. Mm-hmm. God is waiting to heal them, to take whatever they are carrying. The only thing we have to do is just give it to him.
That's
and
right.
Then so often a person would say, well, I just can't forget it. I just can't forgive. You can forget it if you give it to God, because mm-hmm. he knows exactly how to heal you. He knows exactly how to take care of the problem, and he knows exactly how to remend you. And I always said, put your hands in the potter's hand, and he mm-hmm. knows exactly how to remold and reshape you. And then so many of those memories you will be able to deal with and take it to use it to help someone else.
Amen.
And that's what it's all about, to help someone else.
Right, right. Would you take a moment specifically to pray for those individuals in particular?
Lord, right now, you know who they are. And Father, you know exactly how you're going to hold them. You know exactly how you're going to mend them. And Lord, you have let me go through so many trials and tribulations that I can tell someone
that you
are able and they can overcome it. Father, there's nothing too great for you. You can bring us through as long as we trust you. And right now, teach each individual that's listening right now how to trust you, how to depend on you. And Father, you'll take it from there. And I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you for what you've already done. And I thank you for each one you're touching right now.
Yes,
touch them, Lord, and let them feel your touch. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, a scripture that comes to my mind that's a great reminder for every believer to remember, you know, because, you know, Jesus said in the Word, he said, in this world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We all live in this world, and in life, sometimes hurt comes our way. Storms come in the lives of every human being. Some storms come because storms just come. And some storms come because we did something we had no business doing, so and all in between. So, but God's Word, you know, amongst other things, is medicine for our flesh, for our spirit, for our entire life. It says in Proverbs 4, verse 20, it says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. And you know, one thing that we all can do is encourage believers, encourage people to open the Word of God and just start reading, because God himself is talking to us and he ministers to our mind, body, and spirit when we read his Word.
Yes.
Evangelist Hurtzine, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
A privilege to always have you come on. And if someone wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
At 662-963-3805.
Let's repeat it one more time.
662-963-3805.
Amen. Again, Evangelist Hurtzine Goree, thank you for listening in. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk.
Urban Family Talk.